Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about the Stanford prison experiment for a bit. And various disagreements about it, its reliability, its scientific accuracy, and all of that stuff. But before we get too deeply back into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling from Colorado. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I'm not too sure about this whole study thing. It sounds like, you know, there's some stuff that might be iffy in it. But I did want to comment on what one of you was saying about these studies, how you think that it just proves that, you know, that people aren't accountable for their stuff. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I used to be a heroin addict. And when I heard these statistics and that my brain had been changed chemically, you know, and that it was very difficult for me to avoid that stuff or next to impossible, because that's the way it felt at the time. You know, it felt like a primal instinct, like food or like water, when you're physically dependent on something. But for me, it helped me because I was able to realize I've changed my brain chemistry. And now I realize what was wrong, and I can now address it and do something to positively change it back. And, you know, I didn't use it as an excuse, though. Does that make sense?
And congratulations on that. The problem is that I see a lot of users. That was interesting. I have encountered a lot of users who do use it as an excuse. It's like, it's chemical. There's nothing I could do. I might as well keep using. And whenever these whenever these therapists throw out the whole option of choice, I have huge issue with that, because I do believe it is ultimately all about choice. Everything you do, your body develops a chemical symbiosis with. A chemical reaction is created, including water and bread and whatnot. Yeah, correct. Drinking your Hitman over there. Your body craves that. And the only way for you to discontinue the usage of that drink is to simply put your foot down and say, no, I will no longer drink this drink.
Sure.
But if you believe in your head and your heart of hearts that you can't stop using because your body has become chemically attached to that drink, then you'll never quit, ever.
He's referring to a can of Monster that I've been drinking throughout the show.
I called it a Hitman.
Okay.
Yeah, for those who weren't watching. That's a total. I had a really long night, and I was at work at 9 o'clock this morning. So.
Go ahead, caller.
I guess my one point would just be that would be somebody's interpretation. If they choose to take that as an excuse, then they can, but they wouldn't benefit from it. But I think that it's good for other people to try to understand, you know, where psychopaths, serial killers are coming from, or where, you know, drug addicts are coming from. It doesn't necessarily mean excuse everything as much as like just try to understand or maybe have a little empathy. But I don't know. I guess that's just my point.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for the call. I have to say I'm largely in agreement. I don't think this is where Conan and I disagree. I think that explaining a person's behavior for psychological reasons isn't necessarily excusing that behavior.
I am not saying otherwise that there isn't a chemical component to this. I agree with that.
Right.
But so is drinking coffee. So is smoking. So is sex. So is overworking.
Sure.
Material.
But how a person chooses to respond to that chemical dependency is
all on them.
Yes. And but that doesn't mean that we're justifying whatever actions they take because of the choices that they make.
I have run into too many therapists who would argue otherwise.
Well, therapy in general, in my experience, is a quack profession.
Yes, and I would agree with that.
Okay. They don't really know what they're doing.
No, they don't. They sit down with these people. I'm sorry, Jimmy. There's nothing you could do. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
You're just going to keep on using. And I would put a lot of these quacks in the same boat with old cat ladies or old mothers who can't get rid of their kids. And so they, what do? They wash their clothes and they cook for them and they don't have any chores in the house because it's all they have in their lives. I see a lot of these therapists, quack people. I put them in the same boat. This is their livelihood. They don't want to not be without their addicted substance abuser because it fulfills them. It's something for them to do. It gives them a purpose.
My guess based on these statements would be that you don't actually know very much about psychology. Like, you've never really studied, like, what cognitive behavioral therapy is or different styles of psychology or, like, the different schools of thought of different psychologists or any of that. Based on the blanket statements that you're making.
I think, and they are blanket statements for sure.
Yeah.
and this is me attending like rehab meetings, events, where you have these
Those
folks.
Are sociologists, usually not psychologists.
Some of them are, but a lot of them. And you know,
to be fair, he made the statement about therapists, not psychologists.
Okay, that's true. Therapists are usually sociologists, and I would agree that sociology.
I don't know a whole lot of psychologists. I'm just talking about some of the meetings I have attended in this region,
mm-hmm.
and they're just they only have one concept, and that is I need more government money to fund my program. To help these addicts who can't help themselves.
But
when you hear the
message of more government money, it kind of is pervasive amongst all of the sciences, right? I mean, it doesn't really matter what kind of scientist you are. Most scientists are trying to get that government cheddar. They're trying to get some kind of grant or another. So it doesn't matter. You can't just blanket say, well, then all scientists are not worthy of any respect whatsoever. They're all dummies. Like, no, they're not. They're just misguided in the fact that they think that the only way to make money is through the government because we have a society and a system that's set up in this completely broken way.
And I would say the free market doesn't have a whole lot of use for therapists. I think in some aspects, yes, but I think overwhelmingly, if you're a scientist and you know about oil, you're going to get a job in the free market real quick. But
unless
you're
a scientist.
But if it's some friend.
Unless you're a scientist who knows a whole lot about oil who just got divorced from their wife and their child died and then their dog got hit by a car and then you need to deal with that.
But where are you going with that?
I think
then the free market very much needs that guy to get, you know,
I think society very much has a need for therapists,
yeah.
Perhaps more so than people realize.
You know, when the person in the free market has a personal need to get their problems resolved, right, then very much they might need a therapist.
What I'm talking about is their paycheck. They are less likely...
Yeah, if they're dependent... If they can't work because they're so distraught, that's the point that
Your therapist is less likely to get that cheddar from the free market versus their only real option, the government.
I mean... Somebody who's been working for many, many years is not suddenly going to go broke, right? So if they need therapy, chances are they're going to have money in reserve.
I'm not saying they're going to cease to exist. Right. I'm just saying there's too many of them. I'm saying it's lopsided.
I don't think there are enough. I think that the government funding skews it and that the therapists offer bad advice to keep that government funding instead of letting the free market actually improve the quality
of therapists. There are plenty of bad therapists out there, no doubt about it. Most of them working in government schools calling themselves guidance counselors, right? Because those are the ones who failed at life and couldn't get real jobs outside and actually get, like, private people to hire them because they're terrible, right?
Well, you can argue a lot of teachers are in that boat.
I mean, that's pretty much every government employee.
I'm talking about guidance counselor, right? A guidance counselor went and got a sociology degree, right, and then couldn't get a real job, so then they, you know, and this is going to really trigger some people that are probably hearing this, but they couldn't get a real job, so instead they became guidance counselors at schools because they couldn't actually get a job at a corporation as a therapist or work privately and get people to actually hire them, so instead they went and got a job at a school to, you know, mess up kids, right? I mean, that's essentially what a lot of guidance counselors are. So I have no respect for sociology degrees.
Because I think it would be better if they could just get hired on at corporations and businesses in general to, you know, mm-hmm. offer therapy to the employees. Yeah, that would be a much better system.
The big corporations that know what they're doing do employ their own therapists.
Indeed they do. What do you think about therapy? Is it just a bunch of quacks telling people stuff that isn't true? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah blah blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking balance of nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you know, the mobile wallet that I use is the Edge Wallet. And it's available for both iOS and Android. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. You always have your money. It's user-controlled. You always have access to your private keys and all of that. It supports Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Core, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built by a veteran team since 2014 with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, learn more about it at edge.app. Again, that's edge.app, or just look it up on the Google Play or iOS stores. It's definitely one of the best wallets out there for daily use. So, moving on from the Stanford Prison Experiment. Well, before we do that, let's get to the phones. We got Rich calling from California. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Going once.
Hello?
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind?
Actually, my name is Mitch. I'm just calling to talk about my situation. I was recommended by a friend, and I don't really know how to give the synopsis of my situation, but it, I'm disabled. I'm homeless due to disability. I was introduced to YouTube because of this First Amendment, you know, transparency community, you know, that are supposed to be helping, you know, people like me fight against the issues I'm dealing with. And so, I'm finding a lot of corruption within that community, and I didn't realize that this much hate existed in the world. And unfortunately,
now, if you don't mind, you know, what community is it that you're referring to?
Like the First Amendment community. There's like a First Amendment audit phenomenon, you know, cop watch community that's on YouTube, and it's become a phenomenon. So it's
the internet in general is pretty toxic and filled with hate. It's really hard to escape that. The real world isn't nearly as hateful and toxic as the internet.
In my real life experiences, I've been homeless for about 10 years, and I've been approved for a brain injury waiver for nearly 3 years, and have been denied services, access to those services because of my homelessness situation. And it's just a vicious cycle. I can't even get help from a doctor. I can't get, access to a specialist to address some of my serious health issues that I'm experiencing. I can't get a counselor. I can't get any of these laundry list of services that I've been approved for. I'm approved for the highest level of care, long-term care, through the Medicaid system. I'm on Social Security disability, permanent disability, SSDI.
And you live in California, correct?
Well, I'm technically a Colorado resident, but I had to escape Colorado because I've been getting arrested. Been getting harassed and catching charges for just trying to exist. And you know, I'm getting upset. And part of my brain injury stuff, I have issues with controlling my emotions and whatnot. And, you know, and so I'm getting upset dealing with these people. And the more I know, the more I realize what's really happening. And so it's very disappointing because I've worked so hard to improve my situation, and then to have all these things that exist on paper not be accessible to somebody who really needs it and really wants it.
Now, these are all government programs, right? The various things you mentioned.
Yeah, generally, you know, I have a lot of issues. I've come to realize I feel like I've a lot of issues with, you know, say, not-for-profit agencies in general, because it just seems like a very lucrative a business to me. They're not really providing a whole lot of help, and they, they take in a whole lot of help. So it's, they get government grants and all of this and that. And so, you know, their business is kind of six people. And so, you know, I've experienced that it's really hard to get help. And I apparently am just not saying the right things or whatever. But, you know, I have sure documentation for 10 years that I've tried so hard to improve my situation. And I just keep going in circles. And I go through these cycles of, you know, I get so down and out, I give up, and, you know, I just try to make the best of what I have. And then I get so miserable and, you know, or I try to recover and heal up a little bit. And anytime I get a little bit of energy, I go to try and, you know, improve my situation. And then I get exhausted by trying to fight these government agencies or these not-for-profit agencies or whatever. And that's what led me to this YouTube community.
Now, I'm no fan of churches, but have you visited a church to discuss with them the possibility of offering you some sort of assistance?
Yeah,
because they don't have to deal with all of the red tape and crap that governments do.
Right. But they're actually, what I'm experiencing is, you know, I don't know how to articulate it exactly, but they're just as much of the problem. And, you know, like I went into a church, one of my videos that was going viral. So the reason why I'm calling essentially is because there's somebody in this community that is, you know, supposed to be all about transparency and accountability and such, you know, for other people. And they ended up deleting, I wouldn't buy into their scam to monetize my channel. My YouTube channel that was, you know, getting very popular very quick. And so,
Mitch, let me ask you a question. What is your disability?
I have many disabilities, but it's both physical and mental. I experienced multiple traumatic brain injuries. I have broken many of bones, you know, and so
coverage national.
I have a laundry list. I've had tons of mental health diagnosis and I've essentially escaped a lifestyle of being on pharmaceutical pills. That's what led me to Colorado, mostly for CBD, but, you know, medical marijuana and it took me a few years, but I got off of all pharmaceutical pills because that was where I was getting worse. I feel like it was really, it wasn't helping anything. It was not improving my situation. And,
right. Well, Rich, thank you for the call. I don't know how to advise you to deal with government agencies. I would rather get them out of the way so that if someone wanted to offer you some sort of assistance, they simply could. So that we could have these organizations out there that did this without all the bureaucracy, theft, and red tape that governments just love so much.
And don't get mad at third-party nonprofits for not being able to help you. A lot of these are doing as much as they can with the money that they're able to scrounge up. I wouldn't blame them entirely.
Yep. Well, when we get back in just a moment, evidently, World War III is upon us. Iran has launched missiles at U.S. bases.
Oh.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is taking credit for a rocket attack on an airbase in Iraq that houses U.S. forces. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it launched a number of ballistic and unguided missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. There's no word on any casualties at the base. Republican Congressman John Kennedy of Louisiana reacts to the news.
This has been par for the course for Iran. The only thing different that I can tell this time is that Iran is accepting responsibility. And the past, 11 times, they've lied about it.
Yeah.
This day, I've said this day has been coming, but in truth, Martha, this day has been here for a while.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. The final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 120 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And LibertyCon is a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You can hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism, Vernon Smith, who has a Nobel Prize in economics and is going to be speaking on alternative markets, and many more. There's still more, so visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use the code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. So it's a topic that I've avoided like it's the plague for the last several weeks, because I feel like anyone who didn't know that war with Iran was inevitable must have been in a coma for the last two decades, right? They have telegraphed this war completely.
The military-industrial complex has had Iran in the crosshairs for many, many years.
Yeah, and
they have been systematically taking these countries out one at a time, installing their own dictators.
And Iran has been the one holdout. Making the allegation that Iran was building a nuclear weapon as a justification for invading Iran happened, what, nearly 12 years ago? 13, 14 years ago? That's how long they've been pushing for this.
And then you had the drone that was shot down last year, and that didn't go anywhere. And now they finally, I think they finally managed to hit the one guy that would rile them up enough to at least start bombing Iraq. Iraq coalition forces.
Yes, Iran has launched missiles at U.S. military facilities in Iraq, according to U.S. officials. Presumably, they actually do have evidence of this and aren't just, you know, doing what they normally do and making things up. But
that's and typically talking Syria and their gas bombs three times. That still hasn't been proven. I want to see the remains. I want to see the smoldering shrapnel, because it sounds like who knows what just happened. Because they're not claiming anything was actually damaged. This might have been a shot across the bow. This might have been a bunch of bull. This might have been just a total false flag.
Well, There's video coverage of it happening now because it is largely a breaking story. So I assume the reporters on the ground are actually, you know, on the ground in Iraq and actually seeing these events unfolding. I don't know. I mean, we're doing a show, so we can't, like, stop and watch a six-minute live stream from Iraq. But evidently multiple missiles have been launched at Iraq from Iran, targeting American military facilities, according to a U.S. official. So this morning, courageous fighters of the IRGC's Air Force, that's the Iranian Air Force, launched a successful operation called Operation Martyr Soleimani.
Soleimani,
thanks. With the code Azara, by firing tens of ground-to-ground missiles at the base of the terrorist and invasive U.S. forces named Ayn al-Assad, the country's state-run news outlet reported, referring to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So basically, the state media came on and said that they launched missiles successfully at the United States military occupation forces in Iraq.
And of course, North Korea does the same.
The U.S. then confirmed it, though. So maybe this time it did actually happen.
Maybe. Like I said, I think it's just shots across the bow. Old missiles, we didn't need them anymore. Let's just send some warning hits somewhere off in the side of the base. Who knows?
Sure. So a U.S. official confirmed to ABC News that ballistic missiles had been fired from inside Iran at multiple U.S. military facilities inside Iran on Wednesday morning, local time.
You know what's interesting to me is that in these news articles, right, a ballistic missile, right, any object can be called a missile. So when you think of a missile, right, or you and I probably think of a missile, I would think a metal shell object that's elongated, has fins on it, and has probably, you know, got some sort of fuel-based rocket propellant, right? That's what I think of when I think of a missile, right?
But it could be them firing sinks out of a ballista.
It could be them throwing rocks out of a slingshot.
Or dropping things out of a plane.
It is a ballistic missile. That definition of a short-range ballistic missile could literally be a rock thrown out of a trebuchet. Or, you know, somehow they have a slingshot and a rock, and that could be a ballistic. They were firing ballistic missiles at a U.S. base! The possibility is that it's not an explosive rocket-like device.
Whatever it is.
They could actually be talking about something like a rock.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, what comes to mind is the Syrian gas attacks, which didn't ever happen. Which we were ready to bomb them into oblivion because he was bombing his own people, he was gassing his own people, and it never
and
actually
they were
happened.
Really talking about somebody who had too many beans.
Well, no, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. It did happen, but it wasn't.
No, it was rebel forces.
It was rebel forces.
Right.
Rebel forces had a high bean content meal, and then there was gas attacks later that evening. <It's> like, you know, they redefine these terms.
Do they eat beans, or is it something, some Middle Eastern type?
Yeah, who knows, you know, but gas may have resulted, apparently, right? But they redefine these things so that it's like, they're, you know, they can make a report without lying, legally lying, but they are basically lying, right? I mean, because people think ballistic missile and they think of a, you know, like a rocket that explodes. And that may not be what they're talking about at all, because they've redefined these things, because the military terminology is just nonsense.
Just like the police. Like the police. And by the way, it's garbanzo beans for they're making their hummus. Anyway. Probably make some good-ass hummus, too.
Well, evidently there was some sort of damage. A Defense Department statement said they are still working on damage assessments. In recent days, and in response to Iranian threats and actions, the Department of Defense has taken all appropriate measures to safeguard their personnel and partners. These bases have been on high alert due to indications that the Iranian regime planned to attack forces and interests in the region, said Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, Jonathan Hoffman. So there was some sort of damage, at least. Probably more so than would be caused from launching a stone out of a trebuchet.
Yeah.
But
well, good. They're not being completely dishonest.
No, I just had the image of Monty Python launching cows off the off the ramparts.
Well, if you launch them effectively enough, I mean, there are entire sci-fi defense systems built or terrorist systems built around the idea of just dropping long rods from space, right?
About the god rods or whatever they're called.
So I mean, if you throw it hard enough, even a rock can blow up a tank.
This is true.
But I mean, why would you bother, really, when it would be probably cheaper and easier to just actually build a rocket?
I mean, there's been news recently of them releasing things like. There was some, recent, like, there were attacks to, like, drop infected birds or, like, bees or certain insects.
You mean recently?
Recently there was a news report that they found, was it in Illinois or Idaho, one of the I states, that in a Walmart there they were releasing bed bugs.
Who was?
Just some people that you haven't... They haven't caught them yet.
Russians?
They found medicine canisters full of bed bugs, one dead. They found an opened one, and then they had found out, obviously, there were bed bugs, like, infesting this Walmart. Somebody intentionally infested a Walmart.
The damn Russians are attacking Walmart now with their bed bugs.
Probably some domestic.
Vials of bed bugs.
According to people who are listening on discord.freetalklive.com, the rough number for the payload of these missiles is probably about 1,000-pound bombs.
Mm.
So they weren't even... And the U.S. now has launched fighter jets from the UAE in response to this. More in just a moment.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and exchange instantly between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat, right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. Again, that's DivvyProject.org. DIVIproject.org. Now, evidently, World War III, as they've been calling it, is upon us. I don't think it's likely to actually lead to World War III.
I don't think so either, because I don't think Congress will ever declare a war ever again. They'll just keep killing people.
Now,
without any permission.
Now, if Iran made friends with the two other countries I'm thinking over that are over there in the neck of the woods.
Do you mean Russia and China?
Yeah. It could turn into something bad. But this is, I mean, the idea, when you consider how many, 20 bases or so are surrounding this little country. Well, it's not a little country, but it's a big country who just found some oil, by the way, billions of gallons of our barrels of it.
U.S. is currently the leading oil producer in the world. So
it's stealing everyone else's oil. We're not even tapping in ours. I mean,
that's categorically untrue. The U.S. is the leading oil producer in the world now.
Our oil off of our shores, or oil that we have collected from other...
Producer.
Okay, well then, why are we over there?
Oh, because it's about military hegemony and world global dominance.
I mean, what... The powers that be, the puppet masters, what is their true goal? It is oil.
No, it's global dominance.
Well, and they need money, so I mean, they need infrastructure, they need something to run their global dominated globe, and they do that with the oil. But yeah, you're right. It's everyone under the same wing, under the same rules, so that rich men and women, most of them rich men, can control and keep their things.
Yeah.
Keep all of the material wealth that they've accumulated over the years.
So one of the interesting things...
And they're all probably a lot of psychopaths. They just want to...
Oh, sure. One of the interesting things I found on WikiLeaks in the past was Bilderberg Group meetings, some of them going back to, like, the 1950s. And you could tell where the groundwork for things that were happening in, like, the 1980s and the 1990s was laid out as early as 1950. They've been playing a long game for a very, very long time.
And probably even before that. And other, sure. They were different groups, other groups before they became the Bilderbergs. But yeah, this is, you're absolutely right, long game.
And the war in Iran has been clearly on the cards.
Clearly. What do rich people do when they've got it all? And I'm thinking this is what they do.
They destroy everything that other people have?
Well, this is all in their attempt to gain control over here or wherever they live, New Zealand or wherever. Some bunker in Colorado.
I just massively spawned a conspiracy theory in my head here based on this conversation, because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, you know, if we're talking about the world's largest oil producers, I think it's only fair that we need to go and look at who are the world's largest lithium producers, right? Because lithium-ion batteries are clearly going to be very important.
It's probably the same companies who have already put into these new infrastructures.
Let's see if you spawn the same conspiracy theory that I have. The top lithium-producing country in the world is...
China.
Australia.
The on-fire Australia?
The on-fire Australia.
wait.
Maybe they needed to clear out space for these mines.
Wait. A company based in Australia, or someone who is in Australia mining Australian wealth?
Australian companies delivered 14,1300 tons of metal, an increase of 1,300 tons from 2014. This is just talking about lithium as an investment in the top three lithium.
And considering how much China has to do in Australia, I'm thinking it's a China company.
So I wonder if the next countries to be on fire will be Chile and Argentina, followed by maybe Canada.
Because those are the next biggest producers.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, this is... And how many oil companies have gotten into this green new deal? Because a lot of them are laughing all the way to the bank. This benefits the oil companies.
Mm.
So now you're shutting down all your oil, all your natural resources, and you're going green. Except who do you call whenever the lights are, when the sun's down, or when the wind's not blowing? You got to call your coal company back up again, and then they're charging you three times what they used to charge you. So they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, it's definitely a rigged game, for sure.
Yeah.
And evidently, the United States has responded to
the rigged economy.
These missile launches by launching its own fighter jets from the United Arab Emirates, presumably at Iran. I don't know. It's an ongoing story. So I'm not exactly sure, but it looks like they're probably heading into Iran to drop some bombs. I mean, that is what the American military does.
Well, hopefully they don't hit all those government protesters, Iranian government protesters who are out there in force these days trying to make their own change, trying to bring about their own change.
It boggles my mind to see some of the articles that are written, like, comparing, there were more protesters in Iran coming out to mourn and support Soleimani than there were at Trump's inauguration. Like, the fact that these, like, weirdo reporters are making these kinds of comparisons is just bizarre to me. Just the
Didn't
weird,
50 people get trampled
world.
To death at his funeral?
What?
Didn't 50 people get trampled to death at
people,
his funeral?
People got, yep. People got yep. trampled. I don't know if it was 50. It might have
yeah.
been.
There were apparently a lot 50. Of people. There were a lot of people there, and apparently it was more than at Trump's inauguration. Facts that I know now.
Well, I mean,
I'm weird reporters.
I mean, whatever you do, you got to get some Trump hate in there.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's global warming or whether it's the Soleimani guy or whether it's, I don't know.
We've got to support, we've got to make sure that we get all the support we can in here for this guy who's been murdering Americans for years.
Who no one has ever heard of Americans until 3 days, 5 days, whatever it was, 2 days ago.
Right, and suddenly, because he's Trump's enemy, we got to love him.
I mean, talk about simulation theory. This guy might not have ever existed until 2 days ago. He was just written.
He
was just written into the script, and then there we go. Now we're going in this direction, and oh God, all of the warmongers who were all about, including some freedom leaning libertarians and whatnot, minarchists who were all about bombing this guy. They don't even they've never heard of him.
So they're already in the negative, as far as I'm concerned,
and including some on the left. But I will have to say, this week, I noticed some.
Have a Republican starting the war.
Exactly,
now,
some anti-war memes coming up that I have from people I haven't seen for 10 years. It's like, where were you, bruh?
Right.
And now they're here. They are. It's like, oh, we're just war.
Oh, anti-war again. As long as it's not, you know, like it's somebody who's not Obama supporting the war.
How can we go about nominating Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize? It wouldn't be any more ridiculous for him to have it than it is for Obama to have
one. Start one of the executive polls. Go to their site.
Oh yeah.
Start a poll. I think that would work. I'm not voting for it. By the way, what is your premise? What is the whole idea?
Well, they gave one to Obama, right?
To only be fair.
No, just to show people how ridiculous the idea of Obama being a priest president was in the first place, right?
Correct. So to only be
Donald Trump is no more warmongering, no less peaceful than Barack Obama was.
Yeah, that whole yes, that was.
They're all bloody, bloodthirsty psychopaths who should probably stop doing what they're doing. Let's put that mildly. They should stop doing what they're doing.
Well, that's not going to happen.
What is the name? You have me wondering, like, what is the name of that poll that they're always using for, like, these, the national poll.
At the White House.
No, it's like that other one that like, it's like a vote that a bunch of people, like.
Oh, change.org?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, you know how successful.
Are you starting one? I'm thinking this probably already exists. This is too good of an idea to not have been already put into action 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Someone trying to make a point.
Well, if it doesn't exist, it will by the end of the show.
Prevent Donald Trump from winning.
All right, we've already got competition. Perfect. We need one for him to get one, though.
Closed with only 47 supporters, so that seems to indicate maybe people actually do want for Trump to have a Nobel Peace Prize. You might be onto something.
Anyway, more about the looming war with Iran, evidently. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 855-455-3733. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.